141. A book sent down in truth unto men of insight. It biddeth the people to observe justice and to work righteousness, and forbiddeth them to follow their corrupt inclinations and carnal desires, if perchance the children of men might be roused from their slumber. Say, follow, O people, what hath been prescribed unto you in our tablets, and walk not after the imaginations which the sowers of mischief have devised, they that commit wickedness and impute it to God, the Most Holy, the All-Glorious, the Most Exalted. Say, we have accepted to be tried by ills and troubles, that ye may sanctify yourselves from all earthly defilements. Why then refuse ye to ponder our purpose in your hearts? By the righteousness of God, whoso will reflect upon the tribulations we have suffered, his soul will assuredly melt away with sorrow. Thy Lord himself beareth witness to the truth of my words. We have sustained the weight of all calamities to sanctify you from all earthly corruption, and ye are yet indifferent. Say, it behooveth every one that holdeth fast to the hem of our robe to be untainted by anything from which the concourse on high may be averse. Thus hath it been decreed by thy Lord the All-Glorious, in this his perspicuous tablet. Say, set ye aside my love, and commit what grieveth mine heart? What is it that hindereth you from comprehending what hath been revealed unto you by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise? We verily behold your actions. If we perceive from them the sweet-smelling savour of purity and holiness, we will most certainly bless you. Then will the tongues of the inmates of paradise utter your praise and magnify your names amidst them who have drawn nigh unto God. Cling thou to the hem of the robe of God, and take thou firm hold on his cord, a cord which none can sever. Beware that the clamour of them that have repudiated this most great announcement shall not deter thee from achieving thy purpose. Proclaim what hath been prescribed unto thee in this tablet, though all the peoples arise and oppose thee. Thy Lord is verily the all-compelling, the unfailing protector. My glory be with thee, and with those of my loved ones that associate with thee. These indeed are they with whom it shall be well.